The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about dealing with grief because unfortunately it's something we all face at one point or another.
A grandparent's death is often the first time people experience grief. It was for me. Was it for you, Shannon?
Yeah, it was. But thankfully, neither one of us has lost a parent. And that's a blessing because we're both so close to our parents. And we get all teary just thinking about it.
Yes. When my grandmother died, I'll never forget what my mom said. She said, "I know she was sick. I know her quality of life wasn't good anymore. But you're just never ready to say goodbye to your mom."
Well, that's true. It really is life-changing. A researcher who studies parental loss said that the death of a parent has a very strong impact that's not just emotional. The whole meaning of who you are is very much attached to this person.
One of the best pieces of advice about grief I ever heard came from an older lady who told me that when you're grieving, you should be kind to yourself and that you should do small things to comfort yourself, even if it's something as simple as a milkshake, a nap, a movie. She knew that grief takes a big toll and you've got to go easy on yourself during that time.
If any of you are grieving today, we pray you'll feel some measure of comfort. And remember that there are excellent grief therapists and grief support groups in our area that would love to help you out through the toughest days. We'll put some contact information about those on our website today, nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.